The debate on whether to legalise same-sex marriage is well and truly underway, with the electoral enrolment deadline now behind us and more cabinet ministers airing their views. Out in the community, though, academic researchers say Australians' views on same-sex marriage are already quite clear, with roughly 3 in 5 Australians saying they're in favour. But there's plenty of campaigning to come before the deadline of 7th of November for postal ballots to be returned. Stephen Smiley reports.
Online and on television, the campaign has started in earnest, with both no and yes ads being beamed into households nationwide.
School told my son he could wear a dress next year if he felt like it.
When same-sex marriage passes as law overseas, this type of program becomes widespread and compulsory.
The campaign's being waged inside the Liberal Party too, with Tony Abbott joined by another former Prime Minister, John Howard, in urging a no vote and backing the no campaign.
Many people are quite decided.
Polling and surveys suggest the former Prime Minister is right about the high number of Australians who've already made up their mind. According to Australia's biggest nationally representative longitudinal study of households, known as HILDA, more than 80% of Australians have a fairly strong view one way or another. Hilda's been asking whether homosexual couples should have the same rights as heterosexual couples do since 2005. Public opinion has shifted a lot in that time, and in the latest snapshot in 2015, just 12.4% were still on the fence.
We've seen a dramatic shift. We went from a clear majority disagreeing with that statement to a clear majority. I think it's around 66% of people now agree, and in fact mostly strongly agree.
That's Roger Wilkins, who's a professorial research fellow at the University of Melbourne. He oversees the HILDA survey, which he says is a much better tool to assess Australians' views on same-sex marriage than the upcoming postal survey.
There's a couple of things that we do to make sure it's representative. One is we go to a lot of effort to get people to respond. So we visit them in their homes. Secondly, respondents are compensated for their time. So each respondent is paid $35, which particularly young people tend to be a little bit more responsive to. And thirdly, once we have the data, we do then make sure that we apply what are called population weights. So we reweight the data so that based on census data, it has the same age, sex and regional distribution as the Australian population.
Because of that process, the HILDA numbers can be used as a proxy for how the upcoming postal survey on same-sex marriage might play out. And that's exactly what Senior Research Fellow Francisco Perales from the Institute for Social Science Research at the University of Queensland has done. He's analysed the HILDA survey participants' responses, who were undecided on the same-sex couples question, and worked out where those not yet committed on the postal survey might live.
So there's about 12% of people who reported responses which fell right into this 7-point scale, so this 0.4 of that scale. They are the people who potentially could be influenced either way. We noticed that they look very much like the people who tend to disagree, typically men older than 40 years of age. They used to have below year 12 education or professional qualifications. Also people from the lowest quartile of the income distribution, and people who didn't live in major cities.
So, will men aged over 50 living outside the inner cities and from non-English speaking backgrounds decide the outcome of the postal survey? It's a question I put to Dr. Sharon Dane, who's a social psychology researcher at the University of Queensland.
It's clear that there are more yes voters, at least more people who are pro. But then the issue is mobilising those yes voters to vote. So the Yes campaign now is focusing on mobilisation. It is not focusing on persuasion. So the issue is not to try and get no voters to change their mind in this short space of time. It's to make sure those yes voters actually, you know, get out there and put that voting piece of paper in the letterbox.
She adds the No campaign will be hoping for low turnout among young people, high turnout among immigrant groups, and for the small undecided group to swing its way.
If you can get enough fear out there or confusion, people will, you know, revert back to their safety. They're like, let's just go with No to be on the safe side. So that is what's been done, you know, like with the Brexit vote, that was been done with other marriage equality campaigns in the US and in Ireland. The No side was very much about fear campaigning. There are enough yes voters. It's just we don't know how many are going to turn up to vote.
Dr. Sharon Dane from the University of Queensland, ending that report by Stephen Smiley.